It's Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. This week, we lead the program off with Harold Land.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And there's Eddie Locke, Jaw Davis, teamed with Shirley Scott. And you could tell that this is an earlier recording, May 1959. You could just hear those vacuum tubes in the back of the organ glowing with every note that was made. Rounds out our set. Let's go to the top, and we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. Started out with Harold Land from July of 1960, a tune called Slowly. It's off a package on the Jazzland label called Harold Land in New York, Eastward Ho. Harold Land tenor, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Amos Trice on piano, Clarence Jones bass, Joe Peters on the drums. Then Ray Bryant, April 1957 recording, Blues Changes. On the Prestige label, a package entitled simply The Ray Bryant Trio, Ray Bryant on piano, Ike Isaacs on bass, Specs Wrights on the drum. Then we listened to a pair by Lee Morgan, first Mr. Kenyatta from February 1964. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Grant Green guitar, Reggie Workman bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. Package on the Blue Note label called Search for the New Land, Lee Morgan. And we listen to Lee Morgan again, this time on the Blue Note label from September 1964. Ciore was the name of the tune. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Larry Ridley bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. Package on the Blue Note label called Cornbread. Then we listened to a pair, Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Shirley Scott, teamed on both these sides. The first one was the later, from December of 1965, The Goose Hangs High. That was found package called Cookbook, Volume 3 on the Prestige label. Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor, Shirley Scott organ, George DeVivier on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on the drums. Also, Jerome Richardson was heard there on the flute break. And we wrapped it up with Intermission Riff from May of 1959. Again, it was Jaws and Shirley Scott teamed together, this time from a package called Jaws in Orbit on the Prestige label. Steve Pulliam there on trombone, George DeVivier bass, Arthur Edgehill on the drums. Let me remind you that you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Let's start this set off with a couple of sides by Benny Golson. The
Thank you. Thank you.
Benny Golson with a pair of sides from the same session in November of 1958. First, we had Jubilation, and then a piece called This Night. It's off a package from November 1958, The Other Sides of Benny Golson on the Riverside label. Benny Golson tenor, Curtis Fuller trombone, Barry Harris piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And guess what? That brings us to the end of the trail for another week here on Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. Our timeline here is from 1944 through 1964. To take us on out this week, we're going to call on Gil Evans, going back to 1957. Among the players here, Jimmy Cleveland and Lee Konitz. And remember, we'll see you next time around.